Hi, this is Jeff Brandler. Today we have another special edition of Vintage Brandler Bits, and I'm pretty excited about today's episode. It goes back a few years. It's entitled Making the Best of What's Around, and it's a story about survivors. And in this case, we learn about survivors, what they do, how they handle their life, and ultimately, how do they make the best of what's around. Today's Vintage Brandler Bits, coming up now.
Survivors. We hear the word every day. So-and-so survived a car crash, a plane crash, a fire, or other natural disaster. We see it on television with the title of the bad reality show, bringing this word more and more to our conscious mind. What is a survivor? What do they do? What do they look like? How do they survive? Is there a price to pay for being a survivor? These are all the questions we will cover today. Here are some definitions of the word survivor. To remain alive or in existence. To carry on despite hardships or trauma. Persevere. Or to remain stable or usable. A survivor survives the very pain that is in front of them. They get the job done. They don't necessarily do it gracefully or with finesse. They use all of their abilities, talents, internal and external resources to persevere. Many of my clients are survivors. They look like you and me. They don't have a name tag that says survivor on them. They have a certain quality of external toughness and internal vulnerability. Of course, there are only a small handful of people who know their vulnerability, only because a survivor has developed some trust in them. The rest of the world sees their toughness and strength. Some of them can handle or have handled anything. Their talents are amazing. I remember years ago working with low-income families who told me that in 5-week months, like October, they usually run out of food in the last week of the month because their food stamps ran out and they didn't have any money. They said, "It's okay. We just work with it." They made the best of what's around. I usually marvel at the amounts of pain and usually trauma that survivors have endured. Some of them have paid a tremendous price for the pain. Mental illness such as depression or bipolar disorder. Lots and lots of pain kept inside. They have anxiety disorders of all types, including panic or obsessive compulsive because they are feeling desperately out of control and need something to control quick. Due to primitive coping at an early age, personality disorders such as borderline, narcissistic, or antisocial occur. Addictions are most common in survivors because there needs to be some way to numb the pain, something that allows them to become comfortably numb. The most fascinating thing about survivors that I've seen is that these disorders, depression, anxiety, addiction, are just other things my client is going to beat. They are lacking the healthy tools to handle these issues, but have some knowledge or insight that these disorders are related to the pain. They come to therapy to fix the pain and to deal with the resulting disorders. They are looking to go from survivors to thrivers, but they haven't had a clue how to do that. The most interesting definition of the ones I listed earlier is the third one on the list, to remain functional or usable. Functional is an interesting word, but speaks to how a person is going to get through the problem, issue, or situation and stay relatively intact. Some survivors make the best of what's around through some mechanism of knowing just how to maneuver people or situations in order to keep themselves afloat. They may use some amazing resources that many of us do not have. For example, many women that I've worked with have given up sex willingly in order to have places to live. For them, the sex was meaningless. The place was a necessity. It was an easy trade. In their minds, it was not a guilt or shame-ridden decision. It was an exchange of commodities. I need housing. He wants sex. Next topic, please. Now, I'm not condoning this as a healthy practice, nor one that anyone would want on their greatest hits album. However, survivors will do what they need to do in order to survive. Once they are back on stable ground, they'll start therapy in order to examine the issues as well as their feelings about the price they paid for survival. Making the best of what's around should be the survivor's theme music because it's what they do best.
Thank you for listening to today's Vintage Brandler Bits. If you would like to contact me, the easiest way to do so is at my website, www.changeispossible.org. I'm Jeff Brandler. We will be back with more Vintage Brandler Bits coming up in the weeks and months to come. Take care.